Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, as usual. Today is February 24th. And we just have a couple of news stories today. It's been sort of a quiet day locally. Worldwide, not so much. Russia, thanks for that. But that's not what we're doing here. If you want to do that, head over to any of your worldwide news podcasts, and we will check that out together, because yeah, I'm paying attention to it, but that is not my job here, and I don't want to be responsible for that, because Lord knows I'll create World War III. So let's just get local, shall we? The Casa Diablo 4 geothermal development is affecting recreation activities. Just want to make sure everybody's aware of this. We have reported on this before, but the idea is just to remind everybody. The Bureau of Land Management, Bishop Field Office, and the Inyo National Forest are limiting some winter recreation access north of Shady Rest Park for public safety during the construction of a geothermal pipeline. Ormat Technologies, Inc. is undergoing pipeline construction as a component of the Casa Diablo 4 geothermal development project approved by the Inyo National Forest in August 2013. Work is expected to be completed this spring. For the time being, recreation access is limited on portions of Knowles Loop Trail, Nordic Ski Trails, Sawmill Cutoff Road, and Sawmill Road, as plowing and tree cutting is underway. Roads may also be closed temporarily while work is underway. Signs have been installed to advise visitors of the activity. The Casa Diablo 4, or City 4, geothermal development project is being developed by Ormat on federal geothermal leases administered by the Bureau of Land Management on National Forest System lands near Mammoth Lakes in Mono County. The CD4 project will become the fourth power plant in the Mammoth Pacific Geothermal Complex and is expected to generate enough electricity to serve an additional 10,000 homes, or roughly 33,000 citizens. That's cool. The BLM manages vast stretches of public lands that have the potential to make significant contributions to the nation's renewable energy portfolio. To promote our clean energy goals, the BLM provides sites for environmentally sound development of renewable energy on public lands and new transmission routes to connect into the grid. These efforts to deploy renewable energy from our nation's public lands support the Biden-Harris administration's goal of a carbon pollution-free power sector by 2035, as well as Congress's direction in the Energy Act of 2020 to permit 1.21 gigawatts. You know, what's funny is that Doc Brown is supposed to be the, you know, mad scientist, smartest guy alive, all that kind of stuff, but he says 1.21 gigawatts when it's a gigawatt. Well done, Christopher Lloyd. Of solar, wind, and geothermal production on public lands no later than 2025. So that's cool. Watch for that, and it's going to block some access there, but hey, in the end, that's going to be great because it seems like they're doing a lot to help out the local energy grid there, so that's pretty cool. We had a little bit of a snow report today. Let's see what that says from Mammoth Mountain. Looks like everything is machine groomed and the daytime temperature is going to be about 37. That was today. Moderate winds, and it looks like the base depth is 68 to 130 inches. And season 209 to 280. And it looks like there's 8 parks open, 25 lifts, 165 trails. We had a particularly chilly week that made the 5 to 6 inches of fresh snow light, fluffy, and incredibly fun. We're looking forward to a bluebird weekend with hot laps at chairs 13 and 14, where the snow conditions have been especially great. While you're back there, don't forget to stop at the outpost for a midday snack. See, they're speaking my language. The Unbound crew has also added a fun, flowy transition park in South Park that has gotten the creative juices flowing for all the park riders out there.
Oh, hamburgers.
That sounds pretty good. Over there in South Park. If you get what I did, you understand. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
Lululu, got some apples. Lululu, I got some too. Come on in, red.
Okay, it looks like there will be a Bishop City Council meeting Monday, February 28th, starting at 5 p.m. closed session and at 6 p.m. for open session. So the links to that are at Eastern Sierra Now. You can check that out there. So again, remember 5 p.m. closed session, 6 p.m. open session, Bishop City Council. The scheduled meeting for Mammoth Lakes Recreation Board is actually going to be rescheduled for March 30th. It was March 1st. It is now going to be March 30th. So when we get closer to the end of March, look for the agenda at Eastern Sierra Now. But for now, just so you know, the March 1st meeting will not be taking place. We also have the Mammoth Lakes Town Council meeting, and that will be March 2nd. The agenda is at Eastern Sierra Now. You can pick that up now. And yeah, be ready for that. Oh, cool. Free dump day. So that's always fun. It's a little ways out, though. Maybe a little early to post. Who knows? We'll see. But just mark it on your calendar. This one is for Independence and Lone Pine. But I'll tell you the truth, if you got a lot of stuff, it might be worth just to drive to Independence and take care of it. It's on March 20th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The California Department of Transportation, or Caltrans, is hosting a free dump day on Sunday, March 20th, 7:30 to 3:30, at two locations in Inyo, the Independence Landfill and the Lone Pine Landfill. The free dump day is part of the Clean California program, a statewide initiative to remove litter, create jobs, and beautify California. Trash loads should be sorted and properly tarped down before transporting to the dump, per state law. Transport only 9 tires at a time. The free dump day is open to residential waste. Commercial waste will not be free. Acceptable residential waste includes household and yard waste, glass, wood, metal, appliances, TVs, mattresses, furniture, oil, electronics, recyclables, tires, no rims, and only a limit of 9 tires at a time. The following will not be covered on the free dump day: commercial waste, tractor or heavy equipment tires, hazardous waste, pesticides, herbicides, chemicals, sharps, and disinfectants. Aren't pesticides and herbicides and chemicals put underneath hazardous waste? It seems like those would be the same thing. Anyway, whatever, I'm just talking out loud. To learn more about Clean California, visit cleancalifornia.com. For those with sensory disabilities requiring alternate formats, Braille or large print, sign language interpreter, etc., if you need more information in a language other than English, please contact Bob Gossman at 760-874-8332. Did I say talking out loud earlier? I think I meant thinking out loud. Of course I'd be talking out loud. Ah, Jesse. What a day. Let me remind you, High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California's Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input for community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electrical infrastructure in the Bishop area. What they're asking: head over to Eastern Sierra Now. Click on the ad at the top right corner for High Sierra Energy Foundation. It is a green mountain. And when you click on that, you just fill out the survey real quick. Just give your opinions on it, send it back. That's what they're asking for. We have until March 1st to do that. Here's a fun little article I got from Jason Blakey from the Mammoth Brand. By the way, if you want the best in mountain apparel, you go to themammothbrand.com. That's just a duh. Everybody knows that now. He's been around long enough. I'm currently wearing a Mammoth Brand sweatshirt, and it is the softest thing I've ever worn, and it's actually cool, so it doesn't look like some random weird thing, you know, like with a kitty sweatshirt or something like that. And those of you, though, wearing a kitty sweatshirt right now, I'm not knocking your kitty sweatshirt. I'm just saying, time to upgrade to a Mammoth Brand sweatshirt. That's all I'm saying. Mammothbrand.com. Anyway, Jason wrote this, and I thought this was very fitting and something we all should know, because we all love this. The Mammoth Brand tells us the best places to sled in Mammoth. We all know down in the Bishop area, Intake 2 is the best place to sled. That's a fact. Everybody knows that. And if you've not done that, you need to do that once you have the chance. But I don't know in Mammoth, so that's why I clicked on this in the first place, because I've actually never been sledding in Mammoth. I'm sure a lot of people have, I mean, clearly, but I haven't. So here we go. The first spot, Dead Man Summit Hill. That doesn't invoke confidence, Jason Blakey. The name may sound a little intimidating, but this snow sledding hill halfway between Mammoth Lakes and June Lake, right off of 395, is the best free sledding area in the Eastern Sierra. Well, that's a pretty heavy claim there, Jason, because, like I said, Intake 2 is pretty sweet. The area is not clearly marked, but it is south of Obsidian Dome Road on the west side of the highway. There's a large parking area for convenient access to multiple hills where kids and adults can sled all day long. There is a long run out at the bottom of the hills, so it is much safer than many of the other sledding areas in Mammoth where the run out leads to a busy road. Yeah, been there. The hills are pretty steep, so you can walk higher up if you want to get more speed, or you can stay towards the bottom for a more mellow ride. To get there from Mammoth Lakes, head north on 395 towards June Lake. The 395 north and south lane will split in a windy section of road near the intersection with Mammoth Scenic Loop. Right at the end of this curvy section of the highway, where the north and south lanes join, there is a turn lane into the parking lot. If you hit Obsidian Dome Road, you have gone too far. Another great spot, Mammoth Scenic Loop. Another great spot to sled in Mammoth Lakes is just off the Mammoth Scenic Loop. There's a multitude of hills on both sides of the road, but be careful because the run out on some of the hills can potentially take you towards the road. If you're willing to walk a little from the parking area, there are a few areas where the run out is safer and there will be less people. This is a great spot in Mammoth for sledding because it is super close to town and there are a ton of hills to choose from. To get there, head up Minaret Road towards Mammoth Mountain, take right on Mammoth Scenic Loop. A mile or so down the road, there is a larger parking area on the right side of the road. Usually, there's plenty of people sledding in this area, so it's hard to miss. And, last but not least, the Mammoth Tube Park. Duh, that's what it's there for. The Mammoth Mountain Tube Park may cost you a few bucks, but it's totally worth it. The Tube Park is super safe, the hill is groomed nightly, the run is super fast, and you don't have to do any hiking. This experience is well worth the price of admission, especially because you don't have to buy a tube or a sled. Tube rentals is included with the price of admission. You book your tickets online through mammothmountain.com. You're guaranteed to leave the park with a smile on your face. To get there, just drive up Minaret Road towards Mammoth Mountain Main Lodge. About halfway up the road, you will see a sign on the right for the Mammoth Tube Park. You want to stay warm while sledding? Head over to the Mammoth brand. Get some fresh gear. Telling you, that's where you want to be. So cool. Thank you for that, Jason Blakey and the Mammoth brand. I will definitely get out there and get some shots of myself screaming as I tube down a snow-covered hill. And then when I get back home from that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get myself some fresh pozole at Astorga's Mexican restaurant. That's right. 760-872-3849. Astorga's Mexican restaurant is the best. That's it, hands down, calling it. They're my favorite. There might be other places that are other fine favorite, you know, and I love all Mexican food. It's all created equal in my fat eyes, but Astorga's is the best because of the service, the ambiance, the atmosphere, the food, the prices, everything. Fantastic. You can't go wrong going to Astorga's. Trust me on that. So, head on down there, get some food. You can call ahead and order your food so it's ready to go when you get there. That's a cool part. You can order cocktails. They have a full liquor license. You know, this isn't just a beer and canned margarita joint, my friends. This is a real margarita joint. So head into Astorga's again, 760-872-3849 or astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com. Okay, we are going to call that for today. I think that's all the news I have. If I come up with anything else, I'll let you know. Okay, thanks, everybody, for listening. We really, truly appreciate it. You guys keep this going, and you've made it such a success just by participating, and that's great. I think everybody agrees Eastern Sierra was ready for something different and fun, and I hope that I can provide that, and I'll strive to do that every single day. So speaking of people that are striving for that, we got Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head. One of these days I'm going to meet Tomato Head. Margaret and Chandra. Thank you all so much for being patrons. If you're interested in becoming a patron, head over to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or go to the big red button on our page, EasternSierraNow.com, where you can become a benefactor for local news. So thank you very much, everyone, for participating and listening, and we absolutely appreciate you. So again, Eastern Sierra Now, this is Jesse Steele.